The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. Did J.D. Vance just drop the most devastating political truth bomb of the decade? While the legacy media has been doing everything they possibly can to try to desperately tie President Trump to Jeffrey Epstein, J.D. delivered a response so brutal, so perfectly aimed, it left the entire woke liberal establishment speechless. But here's the kicker. What he revealed about previous presidential administrations will make your jaw drop. For weeks, Vice President J.D. Vance stayed mysteriously quiet as the Epstein drama exploded across every news channel. The media vultures were circling, Trump's own supporters were demanding answers, and conspiracy theories were frankly flying faster than Hunter Biden's used crack pipes. But Vance, radio silence. That is until just the other day, when he finally broke that silence in Ohio and demolished everyone in his path. When a reporter had the audacity to ask Vance about the Trump administration protecting pedophiles, I kid you not, protecting pedophiles, his response was legendary.
We're wondering what you think are the reasons the U.S. government should shield the client list of Epstein from the public, and what you have to say about any relevance to that here today.
Well, let me say just a couple of things. First of all, the president has been very clear. We're not shielding anything. The president has directed the attorney general to release all credible information and, frankly, to go and find additional credible information related to the Jeffrey Epstein case. He's been incredibly transparent about that stuff, but some of that stuff takes time. You've got to assemble that stuff. You've got to compile that stuff. You've got to redact some victims' names so that you protect the victims. But the president has been very clear. He wants full transparency. He's asked that from the attorney general. And I know, because I talk to her all the time, the attorney general is hard at work on that issue right now. But I think I got to make an observation that there's an interesting thing about this case that the American media seems to totally ignore. For 4 years under Joe Biden's Department of Justice, the media didn't give a damn about the Epstein files or about the Epstein case. For literally 20 years, the story about this scumbag, and he is a scumbag pedophile, Jeffrey Epstein, he's dead now, but for 20 years, you had Obama and George W. Bush's Department of Justice go easy on this guy. They didn't fully investigate the case. They didn't show any curiosity about the case, and now Donald J. Trump is asking his Department of Justice to show full transparency, and somehow that's a criticism of Donald J. Trump and not Barack Obama and George W. Bush. If you want to criticize the people who aren't showing full transparency, you ought to go after the administrations that went easy on Jeffrey Epstein, the administrations that concealed this case for 20 years, and the administrations that failed to show full transparency. Donald J. Trump, I'm telling you, he's got nothing to hide. His administration has got nothing to hide. And that's why he's been an advocate for full transparency in this case. He's going to keep on being an advocate for full transparency. But while we're focused on that case, Donald J. Trump is also worried about making sure these great workers get more take-home pay and better jobs. And that's the focus of the administration. Thank you.
That, my friends, is the very definition of an epic takedown. I mean, think about it. While this AP reporter and her Democrat ilk are right now screaming about transparency, those screams inconveniently overlook the fact that they themselves were complicit in two decades of cover-ups. That's the brilliance of Vance's response there. The very legacy media and the very Democrat Party who actively covered up the whole Epstein's sordid saga are now screeching over the lack of transparency? It's such sanctimonious cringe so as to make the worst hypocrite blush. But here's where it gets absolutely insane. Michael Wolff, the biographer, I mean, he's, in my opinion, a bit of a tabloid journalist, but he spent 100 plus hours interviewing Jeffrey Epstein. He dropped a bombshell the other day. Fake news media is buried. Epstein himself, this according to Wolf, Epstein himself believed that it was actually Donald Trump who first reported him to Palm Beach police back in 2004. And get this, Attorney General Edward Bradley Edwards, who represented over 70 Epstein victims, he confirmed Trump was the only person who voluntarily cooperated with investigators back in 2009. No lawyers, no legal games, just, hey, yeah, let's talk. I'll give you as much time as you need. This is the same Trump who banned Epstein from Mar-a-Lago in 2005. The same Trump who helped put this monster behind bars. But somehow now he's the one under attack. Here's what J.D. Vance brilliantly exposed in that response there. He said it bluntly. Where were Obama and Bush for the last 20 years? This is a bipartisan cover-up here. Where were Obama and Bush in all of this? Oh, and where were you? Oh, suddenly curious media. Where were you? Especially when Biden had the files for 4 years. You didn't give a flip about it, did you? You were too busy trying to cover up Biden's failing mental acuity. That's where you were. You were too busy trying to convince the nation that inflation is actually good for them. That Biden's economy was the best economy in the history of the cosmos. That 8,000 illegal border crossings a day was a more secure border than Trump's first term. That women should be grateful to have trans athletes competing in female sports. That's where you were. You were too busy shilling for all things progressive. Again, the contrast between the Trump administration and the previous three administrations that all sat on this Epstein stuff deliberately could not possibly be more devastating. Democrats who spent decades covering up are now demanding Trump release files that they controlled and buried. Now, big picture, as we've argued numerous times on this channel, this isn't about the Epstein files. This isn't about Epstein. This is about a two-tier justice system where a globalist elite get away with the most heinous crimes imaginable. Epstein represented a deep state that functions as a rogue parallel government comprised of international intelligence agencies that operate by both blackmail and murder. And because of that blackmail and murder, they have literally... They're above the law. Justice can't touch them. Justice is too afraid to touch them. But more than that, and this is the brilliance, I think, of what JD just did there. The Epstein saga is about the complicity of the legacy media in that two-tier justice system. It's about the legacy media openly betraying their societal obligation to speak truth to power. And instead, they become the voice of the power's truth. Rather than speak truth to power, they speak the power's truth. And so what JD just did there is he exposed, frankly, the biggest political hypocrisy in modern history. Even Trump's critics admit if there really were something damaging about Trump regarding Epstein, wouldn't Clinton have used it in 2016? When the Obama-Biden administration used it during the 2020 election? I mean, think about it. They had 8 years and they did nothing precisely because there's nothing there. And the result? A vice presidential response so perfectly crafted, it flipped the entire narrative in one devastating response. J.D. Vance didn't just break his silence. He shattered the left's biggest conspiracy with surgical precision. While they screamed about cover-ups, he exposed their decades of covering up. While they demanded transparency, he showed Trump is the only president actually delivering it. This is why they fear Trump 2.0. This is why they're so desperate to stop America first. Because when patriots like J.D. Vance speak truth to power, their entire house of cards comes crashing down. the fake news media cannot spin their way out. I mean, they could try to spin all they want, but the truth is out there. And thanks to J.D. Vance's masterclass in political warfare, millions of Americans now see exactly who's been holding the truth suppressed for decades. So what do you think? Did Vance just deliver that political knockout punch of the century? Let us know in the comments section below. And as always, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button for breaking news and analysis you're not going to hear anywhere else. Love you guys. God bless.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.